This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Our guest today is singer and musician Gerilyn Glass, who will be visiting the Hudson Valley with her healing crystal bowls on October 8th. She's coming to Beacon. If you could use a little good medicine right about now, maybe you've been struggling with something or not feeling your best. Maybe you've tried a lot of different things. It might be time to try a sound bath. Now, if you've never done it before, it could seem a little weird. But basically, all you have to do is show up. Sometimes you're invited to show up with your yoga mat or a blanket. You can sit in your chair to enjoy a sound healing, or you can recline on the floor if you like. Some people need to stand up and move to the back of the room. Some people fall asleep. You really can't do it wrong. So if you're feeling like you need a little something to get you unstuck or move you in a different direction, I really recommend Googling around in your area and find a sound bath or a sound healing or a crystal bowl meditation and make a reservation for yourself and call up and ask a lot of questions. Ask, do I need to bring anything? No one's going to ask you to participate. You just need to be in the room. Think about it. Gerilyn uses music as medicine, sounds and colors and crystals, the speeds of the vibration, all structured to transform and heal. A sound bath, of course, can quiet the mind and decrease cortisol levels, but these bowls actually help Gerilyn heal from deep grief after the passing of her son. And she uses the bowls now to help heal others. So what kind of sound are we talking about exactly?
I particularly am using Crystal Alchemy Singing Bowls. So I'm using a very pristine meditative sound from a very unique instrument that's only been around 24 years. So it's a fairly new instrument. And I'm sure you've heard the Himalayan singing bowls, the metal singing bowls, but these are quite different. They're made of pure quartz and they're mixed with different alchemies such as rose quartz or charcoal or frankincense. So they have a very different kind of sound and experience.
How does the sound affect our physical being?
In very many different ways. So it's very individual, just as music is very individual. But from my experience, I've been working with cancer patients, hospice patients, veterans, children, people with Parkinson's, other musicians, regular people that are simply needing to de-stress and deeply relax. So it can help to still the thinking mind. You hear the sound of the crystal singing bowls and it's very pristine and very pure. And your mind can focus very easily. So especially for people who can't do traditional meditation or find that challenging, this is more coming from the space of music. And so your mind says, oh, wow, that's beautiful. And then in that moment, it quiets and you can drop in deep inside yourself. We have found that technically it helps to reduce the production of cortisol. It helps to relieve fight or flight, worry and anxiety. It helps increase the production of dopamine and the leukocytes in your blood.
What are leukocytes?
That is what helps to keep our immune system strong.
Okay. You know, most of us at this point have been to a crystal bowl sound bath. The bowls offer different tones. Can we identify what job each tone does, or is it the blending of all the tones, or does it really not matter?
It's such a good question. Again, music as medicine is very individualized. So, yes, I can say to you, okay, if I use, let's say, a C note, a C note correlates with root chakra. But if I play a rose quartz bowl, the rose quartz element is going to be working on the heart. So they work in a very multi-level, and it's hard to pinpoint You know, the first bowl that I really used for myself when I was deep in grief after the loss of my son was selenite. And selenite is about grounded white light. Selenite has to do with a connection, building a bridge from heaven to earth. For me, that was the perfect alchemy. But let's say if I'm working with a cancer patient, I might use a charcoal bowl because that alchemy will help to clear, cleanse, and detoxify. But if I'm using a note, let's say that's an F note, which works with the heart, will that actually clear and cleanse and detoxify at the heart itself? That we have not proven yet.
We are talking to Geralyn Glass, an internationally acclaimed singer and a pioneer in the realm of sound healing and creator of the Source app and author of the book Sacred Vibrations, The Transformative Power of Crystalline Sound and Music. First of all, Geralyn, I'm very sorry about the loss of your son. I can't even imagine the grief and pain you must have been through.
Yeah.
And also, I am grateful that you found comfort and healing through sound and vibration. But I must say, not everyone knows the C note is for the root chakra and the F note is for the heart. Should this be common knowledge? Is this something we should educate ourselves about?
Well, I've written about it in the book, and I've written about very specifically which notes correspond to which chakras. But again, it's not going to be a one-to-one because I might, you know, that particular bowl that I used after my son had died was the note of a G sharp. So the G sharp is working actually with the zeal point chakra, which is between the throat and the third eye. I didn't pick that bowl according to its note. And it was so effective in helping me to breathe and feel and express that grief more effective than when I was going to talk therapy and trying to talk through the grief. So I think it's important that in music as medicine right now, we don't look for this one-to-one prescription. When I'm working with clients and teaching, we'll discover like what note feels good to you. So once again, it might be an A note, which is at your solar plexus, and it might be the alchemy of amethyst. And that might be the bowl that you say, wow, this feels the best. And in addition to that, there is also the tuning of the bowl. So is the bowl tuned to 432 hertz? Is it tuned to music today, which is 440 hertz? Or is it tuned a little bit higher to 528 hertz? So there's all different factors that go into how we use sound as medicine. And I'm excited to say that we started a collaboration. I created an educational platform called The Sacred Science of Sound. And we started a collaboration with Minerva Institute, which is in San Francisco, that's been voted the number one university, innovative university in the world for the past 3 years. And there is a lab, Music and the Brain and Health and Wellness. So we are starting to research the crystal bowls. And I hope that at some point I can be able to tell you, yes, you take a C note when you have this ailment, or you take the F note when this is bothering you. But at this point, we don't have that information yet.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay.
Cool.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Geralyn, I have to ask, how many bowls do you have?
Oh my gosh. In the studio here in Los Angeles, there's over 600.
Over 600 bowls. And you say, is the bowl tuned to this hertz or that hertz? You're so far beyond my level of comprehension here. The bowls are tuned when they are made, right? They're made to be tuned. Okay. And they can be tuned to different frequencies, even if they're the same note?
Yes, they can. And this is where it gets a little bit complex, and I do write about this in the book, but the bowls are like a baby, so that when they're born, they then tune them. It's not that they can say, okay, I'm going to use exactly this thickness, exactly this size, and that's going to give me a C 432 hertz every time. It doesn't work that way. It's a very creative process how the bowls are made, and there is a process that they are then tuned after they are created.
All right, so Geralyn Glass, I go to a lot of these sound baths, right? And I'm pretty sure the sound healers, you know, bought their bowls on Amazon and don't know a thing about a C note from an F note. Is that okay?
Well, that's why I'm really passionate. I've been a musician all my professional life. I started on Broadway at age 19. and went on to live in Europe for 20 years and have a strong international career as a classical musician. And so I find it's very important to have a particular structure when I'm playing a sound bath, and it's not just random. I don't think that random creates the results that we are looking for, you know. And I can say to you, just, you know, once playing for a veteran, a sergeant, who, you know, jumped up after a sound bath and just said, I have never in my life experienced anything like that. Mm-hmm. I've been given every drug known to man. I've seen death. I've been raped. I've been, you know, in such deep places of loneliness and despair and anxiety and fear. And she said, nothing has touched me like this sound bath just did.
Right.
And, you know, I can tell you many different stories of cancer patients and hospice patients, their families, what has happened, children. And I feel like it's very individual how people experience the sound. And the important thing for me is that I give a structure that goes back to the time of Pythagoras, so that the structure has integrity in what I'm playing. So it's not just a random, I'm going to give them a little dissonance here so that'll nudge them to feel this. No, we need to create safety, I think, for people, and create sacredness so that you can go in and feel things that you might, you know, for me, for example, with the grief. Like, if someone had given me discordant sound, I would have told them, get out of my face. Like, this is, no, I can't feel it. I don't feel safe. But once the sound envelops you in a structure that's musical, then that gives you space to breathe and feel and transform and to heal.
We're talking to Gerilyn Glass, and I'm going to ask a woo-woo question now, because we're right on the edge of woo-woo. Do you feel that these sounds, tones, frequencies are in and of themselves healing, or do you feel they are channeling an energy from elsewhere that is healing?
It's a combination. I mean, think about, let's say, if you heard the same song sung by two or three different people. It's going to have different vibration. It's going to have a different effect. I talk also about, in the book, about the importance of the person playing the bowls tuning themselves. So in other words, if we think of our human instrument as a crystalline vessel, because our blood has crystalline structure, our bones are crystalline in structure, and if we think about that, we're angry and we're frustrated and we're feeling pain, and then we go to play the bowl for other people, I think that it's important that we, as a practitioner, that we tune ourselves first, right? And yes, the sounds in the bowls are celestial, they're exquisite, and, you know, they discovered when the bowls first being created, first of all, in Silicon Valley in the 80s, they were using these big quartz crucibles, these heavy quartz crucibles, to fire computer chips, and then they discovered that those bowls or crucibles could make sounds and they could be instruments. I feel like it's a combination of who's playing, how pure is their intention, and then the actual bowl itself. So it's a combination. It's like the beauty of music that in the end is ineffable. It's really is dependent upon who is playing and how they're playing. So it's a combi.
All right. We're going to see you October 8th at Valley Spirit Wellness Center in Beacon. What led you to Broadway? I mean, what was your lucky break? Were you in school? Did you have a coach?
No. I mean, that's where I just, you know, have recognized, and what I try to thread throughout the book is, you know, that each of us has our own life purpose. Each of us has a path that we're to walk. And partly, I think, the mystery of life is discovering and saying yes to the things that really move each of us. And so when I was 11, I did a solo in the sixth grade choir. People said to my parents, oh my gosh, what are you going to do? She's talented. And at that time, there was no America's Got Talent or The Voice or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents took me to a neighbor who happened to be an incredible voice teacher. She ended up in her career dubbing Lucille Ball in her movies, and she dubbed Ava Gardner in the MGM movie Showboat. She herself had been on Broadway. She started to train me when I was 11, and at that point she was like, you know, to my mom, she said, I'd never taken anyone this young. We'll start her with half an hour a week. And it soon turned into 45 minutes and then 45 minutes twice a week. So I got a beautiful, beautiful training, and she herself is 102 years old.
Wow.
And we just celebrated her birthday in July. She still can sing. It's incredible. So she taught me a very healthy technique of how to open your human instrument and how to sing with your authentic voice. And then that was it. I loved Barbra Streisand at that time, and I wanted to be on Broadway. It felt like that's for the people. Theater was a place for the people, right?
Yeah. It's still my happy place.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you live so far away from it. I don't think I could ever leave New York.
I lived many years there, and then the classical world called, and so I ended up moving to Europe and lived there for 20 years.
Wow.
So, and I always kept singing, you know, even when I was doing classical music, I would create programs that had, you know, great American standards, and lots of Gershwin and Rodgers and Hart and Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Harold Arlen. Mm. And I started a children's foundation in Munich that was very successful. And we created original musicals for the young people, and everybody was given different songs. We used Irving Berlin. So part of my idea was to educate the international children with great, great pieces of music. Again, back to structure and what is really timeless. And then we raised money, about $35,000 every year, that went to a music therapy program we created.
Wow.
So I always knew the power of music and how incredible music could be for everybody, whether it's a young person or a senior. Like, speaking about my teacher, who's really, really 102, she has some mild dementia, but I tell you, you have her sing a song, she remembers every word of every song.
Right.
It's incredible. And music is that thing. It's a universal language. It connects us. No matter, I've sung all over the world. I've sung in Tonga, at a church in Tonga, and played the bowls there, where the kids were they were blown away. Everybody got everybody singing a song together, and then we played bowls together, and the children were, I mean, it was amazing. We did not speak the same language, but we spoke the language of the heart. That's happened many times in my career and in my life, where music has been the thing that brings us together. It's really a gift for humanity. I just had an experience that I'm still digesting. I was teaching at, so Victor Wooten is a 5-time Grammy Award winning bass player, and he has this beautiful camp that he runs in the summer, basically through from April through to the end of August, and there are different themes. So I was teaching at a camp called Spirit and Music. And there was a situation where I was playing the bowls and having the students tone with me. And there was a man that afterwards, he raised his hand, he said, "Gerland," he said, "I'm freaked out." And I was like, "What's happening?" And he said, he was actually another professor. He said, "I was just diagnosed with pre-Parkinson's." And he said, "I stopped shaking." And he said, "I couldn't walk. My gait was very wobbly." He said, "I'm walking normal now." And he started to walk around the room. And he just said, I'm freaked out. And I was like, "Don't freak out. Like, this is the power of music. Music can steady us. Music can ground us." And I checked in with him that evening and the next days of camp, and it had stayed.
Mm.
He was steady on his feet. He said, "I don't have my wobbly feeling. My headaches are gone." He said, "And I'm blown away."
Yeah.
And I think we have so much that we're going to be researching. There is research going on already. But as I said earlier, the bowls are new instruments. So I'm excited to be pioneering that area of really researching, well, what do the Crystal Alchemy singing bowls do? And like, as you said, you know, are they just woo-woo instruments, or are they something? And I know for me, they changed my life. They got me out of my bed again. And I've seen it time and time again with so many different people in so many different situations, including just young people who suddenly have a real clarity of what they're going to do, who get, you know, creative inspirations. Music is so helpful on so many levels for people. And boy, do we need help right now, I think. I need just calm and inner strength and the ability to really focus and be clear.
And where do we go for more information about you?
You may look at crystalcadence.com. Cadence is a musical form, and as we talked about, this form is really important to me. So crystal, cadence.com, and then we have a YouTube channel that has all kinds of free sound baths and songs and loops. And you know, it was very important for my son and for me to really have a library that people could listen to all different kinds of things. There's hundreds of things in the Crystal Cadence YouTube channel. And then we have this app called Source Be Inspired. That's a beautiful platform of 20 different visualizers, scientists, and musicians. And the idea is that where does the healing power of music, energy, medicine, and sound vibration, where does that all intersect, and how is it important for us? So there's the app, which I'm very happy about. On Instagram, it's Crystal Cadence LA. We have a really fun card deck, so an oracle deck that came out last year with Hay House that actually has a QR code on the card, so that when you work with the oracle deck and pick your card, you can put your phone on it and hear the actual sound of the bowls.
Wow.
And that was also important for me, that you could have those sounds in your back pocket. And I would say most people have some kind of phone, so there's that product too. So everything's really listed at crystalcadence.com, and we have some beautiful new music. There's a new album called Pentatonic Visions, co-created with Chris Scholler, who's an incredible musician in New Jersey, and Chris does soundscapes with me with the singing bowls. So I highly recommend that if you like to listen to music. Everything is based on the pentatonic scale, mm-hmm. and every track is 5 minutes and 55 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and it's about an hour and a half of music. So it's that, and then we have a new song called Joy Reboot that has just come out too, and that's based on the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven, the melody Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of ways to connect, but everything is really listed at crystalcadence.com.
Okay, my friends, Geraldine Glass, she is the real deal, and we are all invited to a conversation with Geraldine Glass. It's called Sacred Vibrations, the Transformative Power of Crystalline Sound and Music. It's happening in Beacon, New York, at a place called the Valley Spirit Wellness Center in Beacon. And they say in this presentation, you'll explore how sound healing techniques, especially with crystal instruments, in combination with breathing and toning exercises, can help release trauma and emotional blockages. Geraldine is going to share case studies and personal experiences of individuals who have benefited from sound healing, especially in transforming emotional wounds and promoting well-being. So the presentation and the Q&A will be followed by a sound healing from Geraldine. And you can register for this Tuesday, October 8th. You can register at valleyspiritbeacon.com. Maybe I'll see you there. Hi, it's Casey. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Thank you for listening on the radio or on the website or on any of the streaming platforms. And ladies, we can always keep in touch on the Facebook group, A Circle of Women. Sunday, October 6th, join me at the Market on the River in Verplank. We're having a book swap. You can bring up to 6 books in great condition, and you can take home as many books as you like. And if you donate your denim to the Let It Shine thrift store, you can do that at the market. You get a ticket, and you could win free diamond earrings from J. Mark Jewelers. Keep in touch with all of that at letitshineonline.com. Our thought for the day is from Tom Petty, who said, "Music is probably the one real magic I've encountered in my life. There's not some trick involved with it. It's pure and it's real. It moves, it heals, it communicates, and does all these incredible things." Have a great week. Shine on.